More than 1,000 people in Georgia died of a drug overdose in 2014. To keep up, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation's Medical Examiner's Office is expanding. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Down in South DeKalb County, between the GBI's administrative offices and state morgue, is a construction site.
This open space right here is going to be a three-story building that's going to comprise office spaces for the investigators, since we need to increase the number we have.
Dr. Jonathan Eisenstadt is the state's chief medical examiner. He says his office is handling nearly double the number of cases it was than just a few years ago. And part of the reason is opioids.
There are new drugs that are being produced in clandestine labs that are less expensive than buying prescription medications. Those drugs are more potent, and we're seeing more deaths as a result of that.
Eisenstadt says investigators often don't know what toxic substance they might run into. When they open body bags, they could accidentally inhale just enough of the drugs inside to have a drug overdose of their own. That's why the GBI now has emergency Narcan kits along the walls to protect its staff. Narcan helps reverse the effects of an overdose. Several counties in the Atlanta area handle their own death investigations. Paul Desimores is with the Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office.
We're seeing kind of a resurgence of heroin.
Desimores says last year, heroin was the number one cause of drug-related deaths in Fulton County. In many cases, heroin was found along with the more potent prescription painkiller, fentanyl. That's the drug that killed Prince earlier this year. And if you think the problem's bad now, it could get worse. In a drug bust in Metro Atlanta this summer, the GBI confiscated a synthetic opioid called carfentanil, which is 100 times stronger than fentanyl. Carfentanil is supposed to be used as a tranquilizer for large animals like elephants, but now it's being used as a recreational drug. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.